Skiing has been around in Utah for a long time, and some of the most famous people in the world have gone to Utah to ski in our backyards. This is why you should listen. We are going to be talking about skiing and about the history of skiing in Utah. Some of the most famous people came to Utah because of the saying, greatest snow on earth. One of the most famous people that came to Utah was the first person to ever create skis. He actually came to Beaver Mountain, which is really close to here. Utah skiing was also one of the biggest ways that Utah got tourists, and still is one of the biggest ways that Utah gets tourists. Utah skiing was also one of the biggest things that was held in Utah at the Olympics and that got Utah a ton of money. Now we are going to talk about the history of Utah skiing.
Alta Ski Resort that is still here today was not originally just a ski resort. Alta actually used to be a ski resort and a mine. Once they made the resort and people were starting to go back into the trees, they started finding small shiny things that they later realized was silver. Silver was in high demand and is still now, and once they found that they had silver on their property, they were hiring miners, and in no time they were mining silver. Silver was also one of the main money sources that kept Alta going today. There were mining silver for a very long time, and like most things, they eventually ran out of silver and lost that money source. But at the time, they had already been open for many years and had many people coming, so they didn't really need that money even though they wanted it. Now today, the Alta Ski Resort hosts millions of skiers a year that come from all over the world to see the great firsthand, the greatest snow on earth. Skiing is also not meant to be a sport. Skiing was supposed to be an easier way to travel through the snow or go down a mountain easier. They were also used for small children that couldn't walk down a hill as fast as adults, especially snow on the ground. Utah also doesn't let the mountains rest during the summer. During the summer, they host thousands of hikers, hunters, and many more. Many ski resorts that want extra money also host many concerts during the summer, because ski resorts are the prime location for concerts because they don't have lots of trees. They have huge open areas where lots of people can stand, and they also have places that they can put a stage. Ski resorts also have a lodge that VIPs can go get warm in, or to get extras like food or drinks. After World War II ended, it was a prime time for Utah ski resorts to pop up, because after the war ended, the snow had never been touched for years and was starting to be used again, and the snow was the best it has been ever because it was really powdery and fluffy. It was also a prime time because nobody really had anything to do after the war ended, because during the war, they were always working and working hard and were scared. Snow Basin was one of the big ski resorts that popped up and is still going today. They were hosts of many big contests that were being held because people wanted to have fun. The Olympics were held in 2002 was also a big game changer for most of the big ski resorts, because many people came for skiing and built hotels, new lodges, and many more just for the Olympics. Many of the big ski resorts got millions of dollars during the duration of the Olympics because foreigners often didn't have anything to do.
Skiing history in Utah has been a really big part of the history in Utah for many reasons. Some of the reasons that skiing has been playing a big part in Utah is because it has been bringing up a lot of money in Utah, and it's a big money maker in Utah for so long and has made money for Utah for a while. Skiing in Utah has and is really important.